Solotolo. Adversely affect. Roll call vote to seal the minutes. Solotolo?
Yeah.
Olmstead, yes. Dick?
Yes.
Motion passed.
So you think Faith was surprised? Or
oh, yeah.
Okay, we are back in public session. There was a discussion was had about two complaints. No votes were taken. No decision was made.
Candy?
It's chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Dark chocolate. Do you want some? Sorry. This is my right hand.
You, folks, I will be right back. You can start on the selectmen's reports if you want.
Yeah, I want to wait.
Trish, I like this chair. Then we ought to get another one from State Surplus.
You think they have any?
I don't know if they have, though, now. But they got their auction coming up pretty soon. But we get stuff for nothing from them, pretty much.
When is the auction? Will you let me know?
Well, we don't have to go to auction. If there's something down there we like.
Yeah, we just go?
Yeah, they have certain hours. You just go in and check things out.
Is that the prison? The White Farm?
White Farm, yeah.
Is it at the prison?
No. You just walk in. Yeah.
Is it?
You're a town, so you can...
In Concord? Are you talking about Concord?
Yeah, yeah.
Concord, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in a building that by itself.
I don't know. I've never been to it.
I've been by it, but it was years ago. A lot of the stuff, though, is stuff you don't really want.
Right.
This table came from them.
No kidding.
Wow.
Wow. We paid $150 for it.
Jeez.
That was back in the 80s.
Probably cost you $1,000 to have it delivered.
I don't know how they got it there.
Okay, were you finished?
Yes, sir.
Did you start on selectmen's
no,
reports?
No, because okay. I wanted you to be here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I went with Trish to the WRPB meeting. Mm. Right after our last board meeting, because yeah. We were quite sure what was going on. We're still trying to sort through exactly what they're asking of us. Matter of fact, Trish just got an email the other day asking for us to make a decision. So, what it comes down to, We talked about this transition where they're trying to form a district that'll be self-governing instead of run by the state. Doesn't change anything other than puts the towns in charge of decision-making because the state's not paying for anything right now as it is. But what they're trying to do in it ahead of that is get these memorandums of agreement signed to iron out who's responsible for what infrastructure in the entire system. So we asked them, and they sent us a copy of the MOA for Samberton and a list of the current infrastructure we're responsible for. Reading it, it doesn't look like they're asking us to take on anything other than what we've already agreed to as part of the project to be responsible for. But I think it's worth having a discussion with the project folks, either Ray or Sharon or some combination.
Different Ray, not the Ray that came here before.
No, the new one who's
worked for the Basin.
He's working
program.
For the Basin project. Just to make sure that we're understanding it correctly. I mean, we don't want to sign up to anything and then find out it's not what we expected.
I did hear back from him. He was going to, either he or Sharon will be here on the 18th.
Okay. So we've asked them to come in on the 18th just to clarify exactly what it is, what we're signed up for now, and what they're asking us to sign up for with this MOA. In reading it, I don't see any issues, but I think it's worth clarifying. And it just drives home again. We really should try to find somebody, a volunteer, somebody who would be willing to kind of be our representative and track this stuff, because it's a lot. And it's going to get bigger as things move on. Kind of toward the end of the summer, they expect to start going into the next phase.
Maybe somebody in the Bay Area, because that affects them pretty much.
That's where we feed into, and then it cuts across town and goes into Tilton and into Franklin. So
I had a couple of conversations with Don Fuccia.
Yeah, he came in.
And his suggestion was, he wasn't quite sure if this was a good thing or not. But he suggested to go back and look at the original document that created this and see what that says in terms of obligations and responsibility.
The original sewer ordinance?
No, the original
incorporation thing?
Of the Passaic River Basin program.
Okay.
But I think that's the contract that they sent.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it was suggested also that we update our sewer ordinance.
Well, yeah, we need, that's the other thing is all of the towns that are involved are required to have updated sewer ordinances, which ours isn't as far as we can tell. So there's another one that needs to get fixed. I think there's some pretty standard formats and templates.
We used to have a sewer committee a long time ago, and that kind of, I think, fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, having someone volunteer or looking at this stuff. We ought to put out at some point some feelers to see who might be interested. But I would think that there would be people in the Bay Area that would be very interested in.
Yeah,
I mean, it impacts them, you know. For the most part.
So I think, with them coming in on the 18th, so the next meeting is the 19th, right? The next meeting of the...
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So at least we'll have them in the night before the next meeting to be able to go back and talk about it. But we've got it easy compared to Meredith and... Northfield and some of the other, we've got a very limited amount of infrastructure we're responsible for. So
Belmont had some issues because they have mobile home parks that I think are difficult to sort of track where the water and sewer and all those things.
Yeah. Then the only other thing, the Building Construction Committee is going to meet again tomorrow, and we're expecting to have Keith McBay from BCC, the committee, back to talk. He was supposed to be taking a look at what some of the options are
going
using
forward.
Existing buildings you know, could we add, raise, whatever? A little beyond some of the things that we don't see really got looked at in the past. Hmm. Trying to use the existing, this existing building, and you know, we've got quite a bit of land around it. We, Trish was able to pick up a copy of the plot for this.
Yeah, Steve got that from the registry.
I can get it to you right over
no,
there.
No, it's not. It's missing. It was missing from the file.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I mean that folded, that big folded thing up there can show you what.
Well, this is the actual the plot for the
recording at the registry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this part of it, we have it for the fire station side, the life safety building, but the one for over here was missing to see exactly where the boundaries are. So we'll hopefully have some more good stuff from him tomorrow to give us some other options to consider. You know, and I think what Nina was talking about tonight, the approach that the school board is taking to get a preferential vote on, mm-hmm, was, you know, something we can probably be set up for next year as the building committee finishes up and provides some recommendations, you know, as a way to get direct input from people on which way they want to lean before it starts costing any more money. So that was it.
Tom, got
anything?
You got anything? You got anything for us for the selectmen's report?
No, just what Fuji had mentioned to me.
Okay, I didn't have any meetings, but I did. When I was at the transfer station last Saturday, Nate called me over and approached me, and he had an idea for a storage area for cardboard. And if you're standing looking at the storage building where you go in and dump your things, there's an open space. We used to have the metal container in there, and they built a little. He wanted to know if it would be feasible to enclose that and put a roof on it. And he said he knows somebody who can do it. And the somebody who can do it was him, because he used to do that before. And he asked me what he should do. I told him, why don't you, he says, I'll do it for just the cost of the materials. And I said, well, why don't you put together some sort of an estimate of what it's going to cost for the materials and bring it to the select board, and we'll do a proposal on it and talk about it.
So it actually does two things. So, you know, for the cardboard, we've got to keep it
dry.
Yeah.
So the alternative was to buy or rent a big 50-foot trailer.
Conditioned trailer.
Well, it just has to be enclosed.
Well,
but
some of the enclosed ones are leaking.
So we'd have to park it there and, you know, fill it up, and when it was full, they would come unload it and take the stuff away. So
yeah,
we avoid that, you know, continual expense of renting or buying. And he can also, because he's going to use the other half of the office building,
yeah,
to have the bailing, he'll have somewhere to park the truck, because it'll be big enough, he could put the truck in there as well. So yeah, it sounded like a good thing to look at.
Yeah, I told him put together an estimate of what it's going to cost for materials and what it would cost to do it, and then come talk to us.
Sure.
And we can look at it.
They've started doing cans, but we don't store those. He said, you know, when those, we get a bale of that, he throws it in the truck, takes it to the place, they pay him on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about storage. And they can get wet, because it's metal.
Yeah, it's metal. So
he did ask me about, because I was over there on Saturday as well. he asked me about taking a forklift operator course, which...
No, you're not taking a forklift operator.
Me? No, nobody wants me driving forklifts, I don't think. But he would like to take I think that OSHA does provide a, like, train-the-trainer type course.
Great.
And I was like, I think that would be good. And then have the attendants under his tutelage take the Primex forklift operator safety class.
Good.
So I think he's going to look into that, so that we can be making sure that we're using that piece of equipment safely.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good idea, you know.
Yep.
I think he's being very proactive with, mm-hmm. you know, trying to...
Yep. Being very careful.
Yep.
So, okay. That does it for the selectmen's reports. Select board signatures.
I have some things for you guys to sign. I think I didn't print out the minutes. Okay, so these are from Karen. They are the transfers to the different ambulance fund, police special detail, two police special details, and one ambulance fund.
Okay.
I'll pass those down. I need to go print out the minutes. I apologize. The next two things are my PAF for my successful review.
Can't sign that one.
Okay. And...
It's a pencil.
Oh, it's a pencil.
And...
I got one.
I got one.
Yeah. Just be careful with that one. It's connected.
No, you said, yeah, don't.
It's my Bluetooth pen. Everything I write in my notebook goes to my phone. So the other one is the PAF for Corey.
Is that what this says?
Yes.
Very nice.
I can show it to you after. For Corey, you guys accepted his resignation at the last meeting, and this is his PAF for that.
Why does this say Corey at the top? Why does this say Corey at the top?
Is that his name?
She's looking at yours. Oh. She's got a migraine. Don't mess with her.
I can't see anything.
This is yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we already did a motion on that.
Yeah, that one's already.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the personal action form for Trish Stafford for pay increase moving to labor grade 19, step 6, after successful completion of probationary review.
I'll second.
Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining, ayes have it, motion carries, signed.
I have a bunch of things from Terry, too. I'm going to go with that first. All right.
AAA.
Almost signed it 4/3/20. I'm having a hard time with the date today. I wanted to sign it 4/3/19 before. This doesn't make sense.
What is that?
This direct deposit. Oh, okay. Now it does. I'm looking at this and it's 890 and 420 makes 15,786. I didn't think so.
You missed that. That's the last page, not the first page.
Signing a check for $375,000 to Winnisquam Regional School District.
The fact that we do that every month ought to get people's attention.
Yeah.
And get them to come to the school annual meeting.
Check for $7,808.17 to Northeast Resource Recovery.
There was a nice article in this month's Town and Country from NHMA on the state of recycling. And RA wrote it, but and it goes through some of the better practice. Yeah, it's in there. And it goes through some of the good practices like separating.
Yep.
Because you get a much better value and so.
Yeah, now you do. Several years ago, single source was the big thing, and now it's gotten so expensive that you.
Just shows that the stuff the Solid Waste Committee and Nate have been working on are in the right direction.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for me? So Terry has laid out for all of you guys the intent to cut yield tax and then marked off where she needs you to sign on each of them. Together and then for you guys and with the explanations.
Swains are cutting again.
So are you allergic to lilacs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My neighbor used to have a whole border. Like between the houses, and it's like I couldn't go out there.
Really?
Yeah, when they were blooming.
It's like my favorite thing in the whole world.
I hate them.
So Guy is Mr. Lilac.
I know. Well, I come.
He's the statewide expert.
I live in the Lilac City of Rochester.
So. Oh, golly.
That put my spray a little poison on them so they die.
Oh my god, people would be very upset with you.
Tell her. She's still living there and I'm not. I think she knew it because they turned around in a certain section.
They take a very long time to mature the way that,
they
those
were huge
hedges.
They were
and
hanging
stuff.
Over my fence. Let's
well,
put it that way.
That's one thing.
But. Those are the ones that went goodbye. Well, I felt it was my right because they were on my fence. And we have, 12 inches on the other side that were there? That are technically ours. And she couldn't adhere to that, so it's like.
It sounds like fun neighborly things.
Yes, non-conformist neighbors.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
I think this is the stuff they already cut. This is the tax for it. So that's that section up the hill from the farm.
Yeah. Figure out where this one is, other than Bristol.
Map 20, lot 17.
That's not up.
The folded thing up there. Because this doesn't say
2017 is off Brook Road.
Off what?
Brook.
Brook Road?
So just where the four-way intersection is with Bennett's Ferry.
Yeah.
And Osgood's just down there on Brook. Acres. It's a big lot.
I don't know what would happen if we ever decided not to sign an intent to cut. Don't know if we could. In my 4 years, I've never heard of it happening.
So. Well, these are the tax yields for the ones that were already done. So.
Yeah.
Take that. My town's trying to figure out what one of them town manager.
What, are you gonna change the form of government?
Mm-hmm.
Right. They like that.
50 warrant articles.
Are you an SB2 town?
Huh?
Are you an SB2 town?
I have no idea.
Do you have town meeting, or do you just?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yep.
Do you have a preemptive?
The selectmen now.
Do you have a preemptive meeting?
When you go and vote, when you go for voting day, do you go and vote on every single thing, and then like that's it, or you go and vote on just a few things, and then go to a town meeting?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They must really enjoy or really have a lot of faith with that gentleman that they hired, whose name escapes me. He's a very soft-spoken person.
It's a change in.
So, Terry needs you guys to sign. It's a yearly value for the Franklin Water Supply Lot Pilot, Map 25, Lot 002 for 2019. The 2019 median ratio was issued to the town on March 2nd, 2020. She's attached the calculations for the warrant for the tax collector. She asked that you guys sign off on this. She said that you should be familiar with that. They seek a payment in lieu of taxes for tax year 2019 from the city of Franklin. It's $1,871 for property located in the town of Samberton, which serves the water supply for the city of Franklin.
Their pump station.
Yeah.
I
Tara did a very nice job on her memos to you guys.
Yeah. So Trish had asked Terry for things like this, where you know, there's nobody here to explain it, to put some kind of cover on it.
Yeah.
And it really helps.
Yeah.
The next thing that she's asking you to sign is the tax map maintenance proposal from Cartographic Associates for April 1st, 2020 through March 31st, 2021. She said she reviewed the annual proposal against the prior year and there is no increase in the cost. It's $2,300. She will continue, which is the same as last year, and will continue to receive it quarterly invoices of $575. She's recommending that you sign the attached.
Now, are we putting the names back on the tax map?
Are we putting the names on the tax map?
I don't think so.
I think that it's a lot for her to do because of the way that she has to do it and upload and change everything on the PDFs.
Yeah, because a year ago we took them off and we've had more complaints about that. Because a lot of people use that tax map and they need the name there.
But it's on the tax card.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't get to the tax card.
You can see that.
We don't have tax cards here.
Yeah, you can see it online.
Yeah, but you go from here to somewhere else, to another site, to get to the tax card.
And they can't be printed, but we put it in, we're asking people at town meeting to approve us to put it back the way it was.
Well, to do the modules so everybody can, but the complaints I've heard have been people that are trying to identify who the abutters are on certain properties.
Yeah.
And I get it, it's a two-step process, so you have to look, you have to get all of the map numbers around you, and then you have to look at the map cards to figure out who the owners are. But it changes so quickly, and we have so much turnover.
Yeah,
that,
but we used to have the tax map cards on our website.
We have it on our
website. Now but you have a link you have to go to another website, and
I did it four times today, and it took about 30 seconds apiece. I mean, it's not.
That's just probably the software that we use. I don't know if I can get around that.
That's the avatar. Yeah. So it takes you to the avatar site, and then you can go right into.
They were complaining coming in from the outside. It was very hard to get to the tax maps.
I literally did like four of them today. Because I was looking up. I understand people's concerns, but I think it's such a we're wasting time and effort to update them when they aren't staying current. Because every time a property turns over,
Every time the property changes over, you have to put out a new tax map.
Right, that's very time consuming.
Yeah. Well, now that all the names are off, it'd be very time-consuming to go back and put them all back on again. So,
I believe some of the tax maps do have the names.
Okay.
Was that?
Because the latest ones, ones don't.
All of them, or just some?
No. A year and a half ago, we took all the names off the tax maps. So when the Cartographic reprinted them, they printed them without the names on it.
So it's just got the map and lot number.
Yeah.
So when you go into the tax maps now and you pull up somebody's lot and map number or whatever, somebody's address, what does it show you? Does it show you who owns it?
Well, it depends. Are you going into the tax map or into the
tax card?
Into the cards.
In the cards, right?
The cards show the address.
And the owners.
That tax map up there doesn't show names on it. It used to have so and so lot number.
Well, and you know, that's part of the other thing. So great, you got a map number and you've got a name, but you still need to get an address to send in a butter notice, which means you've still got to go to the tax card to look at the address. So it's in two different places now.
Yeah.
I do have a question about abutters. Is somebody across the street an abutter?
No.
It's just literally the...
You have to actually share a property line.
Okay.
We had a big deal with that when we years ago when we granted somebody a wedding venue, and the person down here, if this is the road, mm-hmm. person down here complained because they didn't get an abutters notice, but they were across the road, so.
Okay. That did come up last week.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yes. Sorry. She's got some BTLA settlement agreements here for you, and she's outlined them. This is a revised calculation. These are all revised calculations. Thank you. And she's outlined. She's using a different form, I believe, that she received from another community that she finds easier. So everything here is marked that you need to sign. This is an abatement refund, a settlement agreement between the contracted assessors and the owner. They're entitled to a 2018-2019 abatement with interest. And that's all outlined here as well. Terry is working with Julie, the tax collector, to sort of work out this process, because before it was a little bit backwards, where Terry was asking for an abatement refund, and you're supposed to be refunding the amount of interest or whatever based upon that actual day and time. So she's unable to do that, obviously. So we're changing the process just a little bit to make it flow a little bit better and to make sure that we don't have any sort of mistakes. She's asking that you, this one has no action needed. She's just letting you know that this gentleman withdrew his appeal to the BTLA, so there's no actual signatures needed there, but you can look at it if you want. There's an attached letter from the WineGrad representatives. The WineGrad and Cross Country Appraisal Group did not come to a settlement agreement. So they've asked the courts for a hearing date, and she's asking that you, John, that you sign off on this for CCAG for the hearing. Did you want to see the withdrawal one? Okay.
Picture of the destroyer you are on?
Oh. Yeah. This was we'd been alongside an oiler getting gas, and then they took a picture of us as we were taking off.
You use diesel?
Pretty much. It's a diesel, it's a marine diesel, yeah.
I bet that wasn't a quick trip to the pumps.
It depends. Yeah. It takes a long time to pump 300,000 gallons of fuel.
Yeah.
How long does that last?
Depends on how fast you're going. Just like your car. A couple of weeks.
Well, you can refuel and see, right?
Yep.
That is all. And then I have just the minutes.
Minutes.
Has this been approved?
They have not been approved.
No, that's last week's for.
Okay. We'd make a motion that we approve the Sanbergen Board of Selectmen's minutes from February 19th, 2020, with any corrections.
Second.
Okay, I take it you have submitted?
I did.
Okay.
Just, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I didn't envy Sue trying to keep track, so I corrected some of the names and.
I didn't get a chance to read through it, so.
There was a lot of stuff,
but it was.
It's important to.
Yeah, it was good to capture everybody's comments at the public hearing.
In my 4 years as selectman, I've never seen minutes that are this extensive.
Am I trying too hard?
We spent a lot of time agreeing on Lower Bay and. Yeah. Bay Shore Drive.
And that's okay. From what I...
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Give that to the clerk. Next board meeting is March 18th, 2020.
Do we need to do or want to do anything ahead of town meeting or just... I don't know of anything to do. So.
No, the only thing I would think that we might want to do is if we're going to talk to Julie on March 18th, we might want to get together and discuss questions that we want to ask her so that we're all on the same page.
To do that.
You don't have to write down any of
so.
You want to do that on the night of town meeting or we can do it like a...
Yeah, we could do it on the night of town meeting beforehand. Okay. If you wanted to, maybe go sit in a classroom somewhere and just discuss.
I'm sorry, I wasn't.
What I was saying was we might want, before the 18th, we might want to get together and discuss questions we want to ask Julie so that we're all on the same page.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right. So, well, let's see if we can generate some and then...
Yeah, just go see what questions we can come up with.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Oh, appreciate everybody coming tonight. We have almost three quarters of a full house. And hope you enjoy your evening. See you next week at town meeting. Lowly clerk makes a motion, now we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none, it's non-debatable anyway. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. We are in adjournment.
7:59.